Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight.
That's John Fogelberg bringing us back. I'm sorry, Dan Fogelberg. I got John on my mind. That's our guest, John Horvath. That's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. And that's from the Innocent Age album, which I encourage you to get. You'll thank me later. It's a magnificent album, double album, by the way, Innocent Age. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend John Horvath, longtime Brain Trust member, a scholar, researcher, the author of Return to Order, and it's all about what we're going through right now, from a frenzied economy to an organic Christian society. That's what we need to be heading towards. And we've got some younger generations coming along here, John, that are quite a bit different from the others. Now, I've been doing a lot of thinking about this and a fair amount of reporting on it, and a fair amount of research, I think, anecdotal. In my own work, in my own business, and being a baby boomer myself and having been raised by the GI generation, I've determined that my generation, baby boomers, we're not as different from our parents as we'd like to think we are.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a baby boomer too, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
But the millennials are quite a bit different from us. That if we, those of us who raise millennials, mine are right on the tail end of the Xers. But those of us who raise the younger generation, they're a lot different than we are, and it's causing a lot of issues, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, they're staying home. They're not really getting out there, you know, for the first time in 130 years, more young adults are living with their parents than ever.
I had a guy on the show yesterday, a longtime friend, a longtime Brain Trust member of ours. He's got two boys in his 20s. One of them's living in his basement.
Yeah, that's typical. And, you know, I'm not saying they're all that way, because I know a lot of good millennials, but, you know, there is that sector, big sector, that's just doesn't want to grow up. And they even have a word for it now. They say they are too adult.
Or adulting.
Can't believe it. Yeah, adulting.
The process of adulting.
Well, it's not even to want to be an adult. It's just to do something grown up is to adult.
Oh.
Like I got up on time on the morning.
I actually went out and looked for
adulting.
A job. I did an adult thing.
Yeah, I didn't play video games all morning. I'm
wow.
Adulting. You know, that kind of thing. It's pretty.
See, this is what's now, you mentioned something there that's been concerning me for a long time, and I ran into this with employees. I got to wondering, why aren't boys and girls getting together more? Why aren't they dating? Why aren't they marrying more than they seem to be? Why aren't they making babies, right? Because we do have an issue there.
Right.
And I started hiring these young men, and I found out that they're gaming all night long.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. That's big. That's very, very.
Oh
big.
Yeah. No. But it's addictive. And apparently, it's more seductive than a young lady. You know, when I was growing up, you know, before I got married, I was thinking about girls. You know, but now they're thinking about gaming.
Right. Yeah. Oh no. Definitely, it's that. It's something. It's this culture that says I want everything now, instantly, regardless of the consequences. And you know, they're really into this. The gaming does that. It's just
it's a drug, though.
Yeah, so it's a drug.
That's the frightening part of this, folks. We're not just a couple of old geezers railing at the fact that the cars are faster or we don't like the way they cut their hair. This is an addictive situation.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
This is not unlike, in terms of the result, the opioid thing.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, there's a book out that's called Glow Kids, and you know they said you know, it's a generation that has this. It is an addiction, and they're losing that distinction between reality and virtual reality.
Well, I want to throw one thing in here real quick. 30-something years ago, Pac-Man came out. Remember Pac-Man?
Yeah.
Did you ever play Pac-Man?
Not that box.
I did.
Yeah.
I was in a school. I went to a school one time to learn. I had to go off to this school for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And during our break times and at night, we didn't have anything to do, but there were Pac-Man machines there. Mm. They were totally addictive.
Yeah.
You didn't want to go back to class. You wanted to play that stupid game with that handle.
Yeah.
So my point is, I can see how this would get addictive.
Right, and
if
today's
Pac-Man
game...
is one-dimensional as Pac-Man was,
right, yeah,
and now they've got these headphones in there, and they're doing it with people all over the world?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's just so sophisticated and so fast. You know, just fast.
Right. So what are we going to do?
Well, you know, I think some of it's in the hands of the parents. You know, that they haven't really cramped down on these on them. You know, what I see is that young people will try to extend their adolescence indefinitely when they can, but when in households where they can't, they don't. It's pretty clear.
But
you know?
One thing about it now, if we're talking about the millennials, the Gen Y.
Yeah,
they're in their 20s and 30s now. They're some of them are almost 40.
Right.
So it's getting to the point. I mean, they're starting to run out of time. The trailing end of them.
Right.
I think the clock is going to hopefully fix some of this. But in the meantime, their generation has been affected, hasn't it?
It definitely has. And I mean, all society has been affected.
That's right. The birth rates. The home ownership, the retirement thing, we just got through talking about that a little bit earlier on the retirement side. If they're not buying homes in their 20s, then they're losing the decade of equity accumulation. Hold on to that thought. Right back with John Horvat after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.